This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting swiftly on U.S. President Joe Biden's promise to retaliate for the deadly suicide bombing at Kabul airport, the U.S. military said it did use a drone strike to kill a member of the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate Saturday. That strike came amid what the White House called indications that IS planned to strike again as the U.S.-led evacuation from Kabul airport moved into its final days. Biden has set Tuesday as his deadline for completing the exit. He authorized the drone strike and was ordered by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. That's according to a defense official speaking on condition of anonymity to provide details not yet publicly announced. There is still no consensus on the origins of COVID-19 to U.S. intelligence agencies. According to an unclassified summary, four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon, and most agencies believe the virus was not genetically engineered. A spokesman for Myanmar's military-installed government said Friday that COVID-19 vaccines will be given to members of the country's persecuted Rohingya ethnic group. The Muslim minority was the target of a fierce counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charged amounted to ethnic cleansing or genocide. The Rohingya face widespread discrimination, and most are denied citizenship and other basic rights. There is more at voanews.com.